Basically, the history of the IRE Professional Group on Audio started in 1949. I had nothing to do with it until 1959. But the stuff is well documented, and I'm sure that if you refer, for example, to the IEEE Transactions on Audio for May-June 63, you'll find a very good history of the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
The PGA was started by Leo Baranek. Says Ben Bauer, John Hilliard, Dan Martin. Those are the key guys, and so they got it going. And PGA was number one.
Right.
So in the IRE, this was the first professional group. And about the same time, the Audio Engineering Society was being established.
Mm-hmm.
So there was always a recognition within the IRE that these were the professionals who were also IRE members and interested in audio,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Audio Engineering Society was making its appeal primarily to people who were not electronics engineers, who were not members of the IRE, to,
mm-hmm.
and that was the role that they played. And they developed side by side until for 10 years. And at the end of 1959, maybe it was early 1960, the IRE had a very well-developed standard structure. They had several dozen standards developing committees. So I'm looking at my own map
mm-hmm.
on the board there.
Mm-hmm.
The PGA had been followed by several other professional groups on various other disciplines. One is mentioned in here on broadcasting, and there were half a dozen or more, but the audio one was number one. In 1959, there was a separate IRE organization for standards.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I got involved is that at that time, the IRE had actively published a number of standards, and in 1959, some standard in the computer industry came out. This is what the standards look like.
Mm-hmm.
This is IEEE. These are actually with the IEEE label, but this is what they were.
Mm-hmm.
In 1959, the IRE had published a standard in the computer world, and it had no participation by IBM whatsoever. So a number of us from the lab here, the big lab, this is just a little adjunct part of it, were asked by IBM management to look at the various disciplines that we were working in.
Mm-hmm.
I was working in acoustics, to go look and see what the IRE was doing to see if IBM shouldn't participate more, because at that time, the AT&T's Bell Labs was basically running the IRE standard structure.
And
they were doing a great job. But I would guess that of the dozens of standards committees, probably 60 to 70% of the personnel on the standards committee came from Murray Hill.
Mm-hmm.
From Bell Labs. And so IBM said, gee, can't we, IBM, make some contributions here? So I was sent to New York late 59, mm-hmm. early 60. I really had nothing to do with the PGA up to that time, except I'd been a member of it, because I got some early copies of the transactions. But I looked at what the standards folks were doing. And in this particular standards committee of the IRE, Committee 30 on Audio and Electroacoustics, I thought that the work that was going on was very relevant to what IBM was interested in. They were interested in the processing of short-time signals, and we were interested in the processing of short-time signals. This is long before the FFT came along.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I think it would be a great idea. So the IBM encouraged me to become active, which I did. So I worked on the standard side of the IRE house until the merger.
Mm-hmm.
And the merger came along around 1962. And then PGA was put together with this standards operation,
mm-hmm.
Which were totally separate up to that point.